It's part art, part science, all business. When you're standing in the grocery store aisle, or you're walking past a row of businesses, or browsing the thumbnails on your favorite online shopping site, well, a lot of work has gone into helping you decide where to stop or what to buy. Good morning. Welcome to Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. Today we're talking about how design of logos and labels works from start to finish, from a blank piece of paper to getting it into our brains and our wallets. But first this morning, we're starting with a sad story that unfolded here in Kansas City over the weekend. A beloved deer known to visitors to Elmwood Cemetery named Ella passed away in a most tragic way. Joining us to talk about this incident and about her memory is Bruce Matthews. He's a member of the Board of Trustees of the Elmwood Cemetery Society. Mr. Matthews, thanks for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
For the listeners who don't know, who was Ella?
Ella was born in the cemetery 2 years ago on Memorial Day, and she's just lived there ever since. She'd been our goodwill ambassador, made a lot of friends.
How did she come to be born in the cemetery? Was there any idea where her mother came from?
No, not at all. And matter of fact, about 3 months after Ella was born, she was born in the courtyard of one of the mausoleums there in Elmwood. And the mother strayed off the grounds and was struck by a car. And so Ella's been there by herself, but she's had a lot of company. She's befriended a lot of people at the cemetery.
You know, deer in the wooded areas of Kansas City is not such an unusual thing. What was so special about Ella?
You know, Ella was like any other deer. She didn't like the mowers in the cemetery, and she liked the traffic out on Truman Road even less. But she loved people, and that's what we want people to recall is their own fond memories that they had of Ella when they visited the cemetery. Just a couple of examples. Right in the middle of the cemetery is a beautiful old chapel that was built in 1902, and we have both weddings and funerals there. And if there was a funeral, Ella would come and stand in the open doorway, and then after the funeral and the family was walking to the gravesite, Ella would just become part of the funeral party and just stand along beside them, and families would sometimes then even send photos back in from the funeral with the kids standing there petting Ella during the funeral service. We also have a picnic in the cemetery every October to benefit the cemetery, and boy, Ella would just make the rounds to everybody, just greeting everybody.
So I guess we need to report what happened to Ella.
Sunday afternoon, our security service was about 6 o'clock, was coming to lock up the gate. And they always drive through the cemetery to make sure nobody's locked in before they lock the gates. And one of their guards found her and called John Weilert, who's our board president. John went down, and Ella had been shot through the right shoulder and was found already dead by the time John got there.
There's obviously no hunting in that area. Someone must have intentionally killed her.
You know, the rational mind can't try to even figure something like this out. And everybody looked after her. The neighbors, everybody who would come to visit the cemetery, the officers from the East Patrol Station, you know, everybody just kind of looked after her. All I can say is that it was somebody with a hard heart and a confused mind.
What kind of reaction have you been getting from some of those families and others who remember Ella from their own time in the cemetery?
You know, I've gotten probably 50 emails over the night, and everybody's just in shock. You know, everybody, like I say, everybody has their own story of their encounters. Like a week ago Saturday, we had a volunteer work day at the cemetery. The cemetery, there is no paid staff. It's very historic. It's a very special place, but it's just kept open by volunteers. And one group was working in the back part of the cemetery, and Ella just adopted them for the morning, and she stood there right with them as they worked for, well over 3 hours.
Wow. One of my favorite stories I've heard about Ella this week is her friendship she developed, not just with people, but with a dog.
With a dog, yes. Last fall, this stray dog who was kind of gun-shy. She was kind of afraid of people. I don't know if she had been abused or what, but she wandered on the ground, and, yeah, they struck up a friendship, and they were the ultimate odd couple, I believe. But we soon determined that the dog couldn't stay there over the winter. We consulted with Wayside Waifs, and they said, no, we had to find a place for the dog. But on the other hand, the Missouri Department of Conservation very often told us early on, shortly after Ella was born, they said, don't try to catch her and turn her out into the wild because she wouldn't survive a day. And so she's lived there. She has had plenty to eat and drink, and the dog was taken in by Wayside Waifs with the assurance that they would adopt her out to a loving home, and she could come back and visit with Ella. We were concerned for the welfare of the dog, and she was also starting to attract other dogs who might not be as friendly as she was. And I think it worked out the best for everybody concerned.
And so, Ella, speaking of Wayside Waifs, I guess they're stepping up to help with what happens next with Ella's body.
Yeah, Wayside Waifs has Ella, and I'm not sure what the status is right now, but they either have or are going to cremate her, and then they'll return her ashes to the Elmwood Cemetery Society, and then we'll decide the most proper thing to do with her.
Will the public be invited to any sort of remembrance of Ella there at the cemetery?
You know, we're having I know we'll do something at the picnic, which is October the 5th, and if anybody wants to come to the picnic, they can sure contact Elmwood Cemetery Society in advance and get put on the invitation list. But we're going to have a board meeting on Thursday evening, and we'll discuss then whether to do something at the cemetery just for Ella in the next few weeks. I want to make a point also that we'll miss her, and you know, she was a wild animal. She was not a pet, but she was family, and we will miss her, and she touched everybody who came to the cemetery. But this is not on the same scale of a grieving mother. Too many of them in the urban core of Kansas City who have lost children to their such stupid acts of random violence themselves. We'll miss her, but we want everybody to focus on their good memories of Ella.
It's a good word. Bruce Matthews, member of the Board of Trustees for Elmwood Cemetery Society, talking about the tragic death of Ella, the 2-year-old deer who spent her life in Elmwood Cemetery in Kansas City. Bruce, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.